The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13th cycle's Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you by Bein Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Lamed Beit. We're holding on the top line, and we were in the middle of the description of those who were in Mitpalel with Hatachat Dvarim Klapei Mala. We mentioned Chana, we mentioned Eliyahu, and we mentioned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had agreed to Eliyahu's contention that it was actually his fault. And today we continue along those lines. Omer Reb Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina, we fortunately have three psukim, Yemalei Shalosh Mikrot Halalu, that give us something to stand on, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has essentially accepted the responsibility and admitted that it's all really in his hands to have done things correctly, so it's really his fault that things are the mess that they're in. And without these three psukim, it's motatur agleyam shosol Yisrael, obviously a euphemism, but all those anti-Semites would have had not a chance. Now, thank God, referring to ourselves, they do. And because in these three psukim, we find that really HaKadosh Baruch Hu could actually have done it differently, get rid of the Yitzhar Chatechtiv Asher HaReoti, which is the pasuk we brought yesterday, which is where he admitted to Eliyahu that it's his fault. V'chatechtiv Enekach Omer B'yada Yotzer Ken Atem B'yadi Beit Yisrael, so I can make you any way I want. V'chatechtiv Asiroti Et Lev Ha'Even Mipsarchem V'natati Lechem Lev Basar, which case ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'll fix things up. Rav Papa Mar Me'acha V'et Ruchi Etein Bekir Bechem V'asidi Et Asher B'chukai Teleichu, I will see to it. Rabbi Elazar adds, remember Rabbi Elazar is not only Chana and Eliyahu, Moshe was also Yitir Dvarim Klapei Mala, Shema Vayit Palu Moshe El Hashem. We can understand that as Altikri El Hashem Al Hashem, because the Veir of Eliezer ben Yaakov would actually, for purposes of Drasha, the Rishonim point out, not for purposes of Tefillah, because it's prohibited to pronounce your tefillah wrongly, but for purposes of drasha, they would read an aleph as if it's an ayin, and they'd read an ayin as if it's an aleph, and that way over here, El Hashem can also be understood as Al Hashem. Rabbi Yannai says another place where we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts, Moshe Rabbeinu says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's his fault, is Mehacha. In the list of the places where Dvarim begins, Moshe lists a place that doesn't exist, V'di Zahav. What does Di Zahav mean? What are you complaining about the Maaseh HaEgel? It's your fault. Enough already. Sometimes you feel completely a sense of spoiled kids that they don't even appreciate what they have. They can do whatever they want. The way Rabbi Yannai puts it, you get a good turned on lion by feeding him straw. You feed him steak. Amri Rav Hoshaya, you know, it's like a guy, Aitalo Parak Chusha Balat Evarim. He had this really scraggly cow where all the bones are sticking out. And then if he like her, she needs, he buys the best feed, now she's strong. Now she starts kicking him. I tell me about it, boss. He says to her, you know, Migaran Lach, tell me about it, me. It's the Karshinin Shechaltich. That's what I get for making you nice, fat, and strong. Omre, Chia Barab, Omre, Yochanan. Moshe was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, a guy takes his kid, you know, he takes his teenager, and Hirchitzo, and Sacho, gives him some nice, delicious body oils, you know. Hechilo, Ishkeo, then he takes the wallet full of money, hangs it around his neck, brings him over to a whorehouse and rings the doorbell and leaves him alone. You know, and then he's upset. Maya Selta Ben Shaloyakta, what's he supposed to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu essentially does that to us. So people put it as mile crazy zari bishe. Filling your stomach is one kind of evil in and of itself. It just gets you involved in doing whatever you want. Shnemar kimar itam vayizbau. When they got good pastures, then they get very nice and full.
And then so then they get stuck up, and I think they can live whatever, however they want. And then the other pasuk says the same thing for Ram Levatcha. Where do we see that here too HaKadosh Baruch Hu admitted to Moshe he was right? This is beferish. I gave them all this money. And sure enough, they went ahead and used it for the Baal, as Hoshea says. V'yadavar Hashem Moshe, lech rei, go, get down. What does that mean, my lech rei? Omar Rabbi Elazar, Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, get down, migdulatcha. You think you're such a good guy. Kulam natati lecha gedula l'bishvil Yisrael. I put you in this position because you needed to be the leader of Yisrael. Hashem Yisrael chatu with this ego jazz. I don't need you anymore. Atal amali. Moshe immediately felt sick. Couldn't even respond. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a remez. Given Shamar, Haraf Mimeni, that means get off of me, right? Get off of me, Vashmidem, then I'll wipe them out. Amar Moshe, what do you mean, Haraf Mimeni? I wasn't doing nothing. Apparently, it's a sign that it's all up to me. So, Ina Adabar Zetaluyalabi, Miyad Amar Venitchazek Betvila Ubikesh Rachamim. The way in which we could see this, Mashal HaMelech Basar V'Dam, Sheka'as Al Beno, the king, angry at his son, is beating him to a pulp. There's the awe of the friend of the Melech, sitting there, scared to open his mouth. This guy's out of control. He'll shoot me. I don't know what I'm going to say to him. So the king says to his son, if it wouldn't be for this guy, my friend who's sitting here, I would kill you. So then the Oed says to himself, oh, in other words, it's really up to me. The same thing, actually, we find the same idea. Heref Mimeni is the same as Hanichali, one in Shemot and one in Dvarim. So the other drasha, Hanichali, is a little bit more graphic. Hanichali means let me down. It means that then I'll wipe them out and make you instead into a goy gadol. You know, if the Torah hadn't put it this way, you wouldn't have been able to even suggest such a thing. Clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu had grabbed HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the collar and put him up against the wall. And there he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me down, I'll wipe them out. You're in the wrong seat. Sit over here. So Malamit Shetefaso Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kadam Shutofes Et Chaveiro BeBigdo VeAmar Lefanav Ribono Shelolam Ein Ani Manich Achad Shetimcho VeTislach. I'm not letting you down. VeSe Utcha LeGoy Gadol Amar Rabbi Elazar Mo Moshe Lefni HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shelolam. What kind of offer is that? If a kisei of shalosh regalim, you've got now three legs over here. You've got Moshe, you've got Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That apparently didn't hack it. You know, now you're ready to wipe them out. So what good is telling me you'll make me, and what am I? You're going to have like a one-legged chair that's going to be more stable. So if a kisei, if three regalim, any yocholamon defanach b'shat kascha, kisei shal regal achad al achad kama v'kama. Not to mention the fact, what am I going to look like? You know, yesh li boshet panim mi'afotan. Look who we got as a parnas. The guy wanted to make himself into a big shot. He got HaKadosh Baruch Hu overwhelmed like he was almost sick. Rav Amad Shefer Lo Nidro. This is a lesson of Baal Yachel Dvoro. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said, Va'achalim. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'll be Mechel, your neder. So where we learn that out from? Same way we have it of Aichal. Tivav Lo Yachel Dvoro. V'omar Mar, that means he himself, the person who makes neder, cannot be Mechel, his neder. But Acherim Marchalim Lo. And that's what Moshe did. Shul Omer Malameh Shemassar Tzulamita Aleyen. Vaychal is the lashon of halal. He gives himself up to death. Shenema, and we find indeed he said, "Imayin mechenina misifrecha asher katafta." And mechenina, of course, is complete wipeout. Omar Rav Amr Yitzchak Melamed shechala aleihem midat rachamim. This is a lashon of creating a new chalot, as we would say in Lomdish's talk, which Rashi brings, we find in the pasuk of Yocholu al Rosh Yoav. So you want to be Mechel, Amida, Klola, whatever it is. It's a lotion of chalot. So you're talking about Chal Moshe means that he was able to change the way in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manifesting, so that his Mida would become Namidat Rachamim. What is another pshat? Rabbanan Amrei, Melamed Shamar Moshe Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing that Avraham Avinu said. Chalila Vayechal is that same lashon. Chulin Ulechal, Me'asot Kadavaraz. That's inappropriate for you to wipe them out. Vayechal Moshe Pnei Hashem Tanya Rabbi Eliezer HaKadol Amrei, Melamed Shamar Moshe Betfilah Levnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad Shachazato Achilu. Vayechal is referring to what happened to Moshe. He got sick with Achilu. What's an Achilu? Amr Rabbi Eliezer, it's the Eish Shel Atzamot. That's a big help. My Eish Shel Atzamot. Amr Rabbi, well, if it helps, I can say it in Aramaic, but that's the it doesn't help us much either. But it's Ishta de Garmi, but that was the name of a machala, of a type of arthritis that everybody knew about. So he was like, his bones were burning, man. Zechor la Avraham li Yitzhak li Yisrael of Decha shenishbat aleim bach. What is bach? This is shenishbat aleim bach? Omer Rabbi Elazar, this is what Moshe was saying. He's saying, Zechadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam. You know, suppose you had made a shvuah with something passing, you know, like the universe, you know what I mean? Okay, it's an entropic universe, it's an entropic shvuah, you know? So you're mulling Ishbatel and B'Shamayim Varetz, I'm like, okay, that's not so long-lasting. Kishem Shishamayim Varetz B'Telim, Kachvot Ha'B'Telah. The problem is that Ishbatel and B'Shem Chagado, so that's Bach. What are you going to do about a shvuah like that? What do you mean, Hashem Marti? He's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should say. Right? That's what he should have said. Omar Rabbi Elazar. You will have to say that actually we have to parse this tefillah. So, you said, I will abrezachem kechokvei ha-shamayim. And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right. Kol ha-aretz hazot asher amarti. So from this point on, are the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, ad kan divrei talmid, mikan ve'elech, is the divrei ha-rav, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually takes up the message. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman Yomer, no. That's an artificial parson. Moshe continues to speak. And what he's saying is, look, you told me in Mitzrayim, when you said all of this, you know? You said, go tell B'nai Yisrael, I'm going to bring them into the land that I was Nishba. Now, I said that to them in your name, Asher Amarti. Now you look like a fool. What am I supposed to say in front of them now? So that's what he's saying. Amar kach amar Moshe b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam. Dvorim she'amarta li. You said, lech amar lam Yisrael b'shmi. I did. Halachti v'amarti. That's what he's saying. Amarti lam b'shimcha. What am I supposed to say now? Achshav ma'omar alayim. And continues Moshe, you know what people are going to say? That now, of course, this is not continued Moshe. This is actually the Tefillah and the Meraglim. And we've basically finished an analysis of the Tefillot of Moshe, both in Shmot and in Devarim of the Maisa Egel. Now we're moving on to the Maisa Meraglim. The Maisa, we often see that the Midrashim interweave these Tefillot. And actually on the when we come to Yom HaKippur, and we talk that way, the Salachti Kippurach, that's how it really isn't said in that context, but we bring it in that context.
Can you hear the
This is not enough of pshat, and it's something that everybody immediately notices, but it's beyond the daf. What is it? Built to Yecholet Hashem. So the nations are going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Why Yecholet? It should have said Yochol. You know the way people are going to look at you? Like you're a weak woman, you know? So if they see you wipe out B'nai Yisrael, they're going to assume that you don't have what it takes to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. What other explanation is there? They already saw these Nisim Ugurot that I did on the Yam. It's not impressive, you know? Because they're going to say, okay, for one king, Paro of Mela, he can handle one king at a time. He can't handle the world against him. So the Melech Echad Yechol Amot, L'Shoshim Echad Melechim Echol Amot. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin Shechazar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vodala L'Moshe. Where do we see that in fact the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're right. Shema, Vayomer Hashem, Salakti Kidvarecha. What is Kidvarecha? Yes, you're right. That's exactly what they would have said. Kidvarecha Atidim Omot Olam Lomarkei. Ashrei Talmid Shrabo Modelo. This is a happy Talmud when the Rebbe says you're right. V'ulam Chayani. What? How does that now translate directly from those words? Omar Rava, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Malami, Shamar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Moshe, you revived me. I really feel sick about this. Hechiyitani b'dvarecha. Good. Gave me a good excuse to be able to tolerate them again. You know, so kidvarecha.
Good lawyer,
right? Don't ask Rabbi Smanoi. Le'olam yisader adam shvacho shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu first, v'achar kach yitpalel. She would be Maram. Is that yesterday with Daniel? Minolam Moshe. And what was that Be'et Hanan? We find that Tefillah. Hashem lo kimata chaylot, ala rotet avtachat gad lecha, avet yadcha chazaka, Hashem yel b'shamayim v'aretz, asher yasechem ha'asech v'gurotecha. That's the beginning of his Tefillah. And that is all about the Shevach. In Hodo, it's not about Bakasha. Only then, so you see that first, you're Mesader, Yishevach to Hashem. Omar Rabbi Elazar Gidola Tefillah Yoter Mima'asim Tovim. There is a greater zchut in Tefillah more than Ma'asim Tovim without Tefillah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu had plenty of Ma'asim Tovim, but it didn't help him. He needed the Tefillah. She'in lecha gadol b'ma'asim tovim yoter m'Moshe Rabbeinu. V'yafal pikin lo na'ana ela b'tefillah. Where was he na'ana? Remarkably, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, stop talking to me. Al tasef daber elai. But afterwards, it's Ali Rosh HaPiskah, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu searched the tefillah for what he could give him, and he said, I want to see Er'ena et ha'aretz. He said, okay, go up to Rosh HaPiskah and see Eretz Yisrael.
What is the aspect of him being called the Masim?
That's Tzadik Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Tzadik. Tzadik is amazing. V'omar Rabbi Elazar, Gadolah Ta'anit, Yoter Min HaTzedakah. You achieve more even with Ta'anit and Tzedakah in a way, my timer. Zeh b'gufo v'zeh b'momono. One is your own actual flesh and blood, and the same thing that was said to Eov. The other is his money. Mi amar Rabbi Elazar, Gidolat Tefillah Yoter Min HaKorbanot, Shenema. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Loma Lirov Zivchechem. What do I need your Korbanot for? Now, you would think, if you don't need my Korbanot, certainly don't need my Tefillah. But instead, we continue to say, after that, you would think that I'll listen to your Tefillah. No. V'farizchem kapichem ha'alim einayimikem. So that means, even that, so that means the Tefillah is more powerful. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, furthermore, Kohen she'aragat ha'nefesh lo yisat kapav. A Kohen who even inadvertently was a murderer, it says Yidechem domi melei, was a continuation of Ali Meinai. Omer Rabbi Lazar miyom shecharav beit hamikdash ninalu shari tefillah. Fact is that the gates are shut. Shenema gam kiez ak v'ashaveya satam tefillati v'af api, but nonetheless, she'shari tefillah ninalu. Tears always have a way of working their way in, and I can bring the tefillah. Shinama shimat tefillati Hashem v'shava atia azina el dimati al techerash. We say al techerash. It should say el dimati tireh. Must be that the tireh is a given. In other words, there's nothing that's blocking the re'iyah of my dima. All that we need is to accept the tefillahs that my dimaot are meant to bring in. Rava took metaphor very seriously. He said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu views, and we see the Navi speaks about the Anan, Sakota Ba'anan Lach, Me'avor Tefillah, if an Anan can be a sense of a barrier where it's covering the Shamayim, not obviously a limited Anan, which is a sign of the Shekhinah, then it must be that when there's a physical Anan, it's not the time to daven. Because of that, logazarta anita b'yumadiyiva. On a cloudy day, he would not be gazartainis. Mishum shenemar sakota ba'anan lach me'avor tefillah. We all, of course, have the experiential response to a beautiful day, a shiny day. So we have a sense of a kindness. B'nashamayim, b'gilu polim. B'yomar Rabbi Elazar, miyom shecharav beit hamikdash. You want to know where Churchill comes from? Nifsika Chomat Barzel ben Yisrael Avim Shabbat Shemayim. An iron curtain has come down between the Lord and Klal Yisrael. Shemar. And this actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was merames as a metaphor to Yechezkel. Because it says, Ata kach lecha machavat barzel, take a metal frying pan, venatato atakir barzel bechal v'nayir, make it a metal barrier between you and the city, as if to say that that chumat barzel has come between us. Omer Abchanin, Omer Rabbi Chanina, kol amarech betvilato, ein tvilato chozeret reka. If you keep on davening in your marech and your tvila, it's bound to have an impact eventually. Minalan mimoshe Rabbeinu. Shinema v'etpalel el Hashem, v'yishma el Hashem gam ba'pam ahi, and that v'etpalel el Hashem is an awfully long time, because that was during the 40 days. So I'm saying, I use those 40 days for tefillah. So if you pray for 40 days straight, it's bound to have some kind of impact, you know. Is that true, Sister Gemara? Ini? Om Reb Chiya Bar Rava, Om Reb Yochanan, Kol HaMa'arich B'Tfilato Ma'ayin Ba, Sov Balik D'Lidei Ke'ev Leif. Somebody who has a long tefillah, and he's thinking about it, in the end he's going to be disappointed, guaranteed. Shenema Tochelet B'Mushacha, having lots of hope, in the end is heartache. Machala Leif. Marta Kante, what should you do instead? Ya'asok B'Torah, Shinema Ve'etz Chayim Ta'ava Ba'a, so learning, that is a solution that will bring your desire to Avaba. But the business of davening a long time, that's terrible. How do you explain the contradiction? No kasha. We note that in the Maimer that Reb Chiya Bar Rava brought, it says, Kol HaMa'arich B'Tfilato U'Me'ayein Ba. Ma'ayein Ba, that's a terrible thing. Ma'ayein Ba means that you are sitting around thinking about, ah, that was really good, that's bound to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu moving, you know? I pressed all the right buttons and so on. You try pressing buttons, guaranteed nothing happens. If you're lucky, nothing happens. That's all the Bali Kabbalah that used to use their Yichudim for, you know, this thing and that thing. They all died very young. But anyway, Zadamarek, Velo Mayimba, Amr Kamerber, Vichanina, Imroe Adam, Sheet Palevelo Nana. A guy who's been davening, his wish wasn't granted. What should he do? Daven again. Yachzorbe Yit Palel, Shamar Kavel Hashem. Chazak v'ametz libecha v'kaveh al Hashem. Tana Rabbanan arba'at zorchim chizuk. There's four different anagos of a person that requires a lot of thought and guts and willingness to keep at it. Ve'elohim, Torah, ma'asim tovim, tefillah, and derech eretz. Derech eretz in the sense of whatever your business is in this world. Torah, ma'asim minayin shemarak, chazak v'ametz mo'od, lishmor v'la'asot. Lishmor is always mission and la'asot. Is ma'isa yechol haTorah, and that means chazak b'Torah. Ve'ametz b'ma'asim tovim, amatz b'ma'asim tovim. Tefila minayin shenemar kavel Hashem chazak ve'ametz libecha ve'kavel Hashem. Derech eretz minayin shenemar chazak v'nitchazek ba'ad avinu. Va'tomer tzion azavani Hashem ve'Hashem shechechani. Is the same thing? Azavani shechechani. Am I sure? No, it's the same thing. What Knesset Yisrael is saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, sometimes a man gets tired of his wife, he goes and takes another wife, you know, but at least he remembers the first one. And, you know, sometimes he thinks maybe it really was not so bad with her and so on. But yo, you are off and never came back and never think about me again. So at least a human will say, Ishto Rishana, Ishal Ishto Rishana, Zoker Maaseh Rishana, but you, Azavtani, and then Shechachtani. Amar la HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, my little daughter, you seem to be missing a perspective on things. You know, you take a look at the 12 mazalot barati barakia, you have your little idea that we got some little pictures in the sky. Let me tell you what those pictures are like, okay? Each one of those pictures, barati lo shloshim chel, each one of those pictures contains 30 galactic, general galactic centers, you know? But akol chal v'chel, barati lo shloshim legion, each one of those has 30 galaxies in it. I'll call it Yon V'Leyon, Barat Yalav Shloshim Ra'aton. Each one of those, you know, surrounded itself by all of these smaller galaxies. I'll call it Ra'aton. Why Shloshim? Because it's connected to the Mazalot, it's connected to Shloshim Yon. of the Chodesh, the Yizik Shmashim, as a remez. Ko raton, raton, barati lo shoshim karaton. Ko karaton, le karaton, barati lo shoshim gistra. Ko gistra, vigristra. Taliti bo shalosh mez, vishishim vechamisha alfei rudo kokovim. Each one of these minor galaxies has got a minimum of, 3 billion stars or so. And this is connected to Motachama. What do you think all this is for? Kulam lo barati ala bishvilech. You think I don't have anything to do but to forget about you? V'at omeret azavtani v'tishkacheni. Ridiculous. Ha'tishkach isha ula. Amar kadosh baruch hu. Klum eshkach olot. We think tishkach isha ula, her nursing child. We darshir loshen of olot. Olot elim, pitrei rechamim. These are the bechoras. It's rechem. Shekarafta lefaykrafta fadai b'midbar. You think I'm going to forget that? Amra lefadav ribozan shalalam. Now I'm getting worried. I mean, if you don't forget anything, what am I going to do about the egel? So, however, ain't she kalitek v'kisek v'decha? So, Hashem lo tishkach li ma'aseh ha'egel. I'm like, no, don't worry. The ela business, ela elohecha Yisrael, kam ela tishkach. No, I'll forget that part. Says Klaus, if you forget that part, you might forget the whole Maimon Har Sinai. So, the Yeshik Chalif Neki Sekvadecha, Shema Tishkach Li Maaseh Sinai, Anochi Lo Ashkachek. That I won't forget. Beautiful drasha. So I know Hashem Alkechan Har Sinai, I won't forget. Vayne Dom Reb Lozman Reb Oshaya, Mai Dektiv Gam Eila Tishkach. Now that's the Maaseh Egel. Eila Lo'ech Yisrael. Anochi Lo Ashkachek. This is Maaseh Sinai. Then the Mishnah says that Chassidim Rishonim are Yushoin Sha'achat V'nei Atchila in order to meditate before davening. Where do we get that from? Omri B'Yashur Ben Levi, Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecha. So first you sit down, Yoshvei Veitecha, then Yalaluch HaSela. Omri B'Yashur Ben Levi, Mitpalel Tzarek Mishot Sha'achat Achar Tvila Toos. By the way, we've only been talking about preparation so far in this parable. Question is, what did that tefillah do for you? You need an hour afterwards to sit down and think about it. Shinama ach tzadikim yodu lishmecha, yeshvu. But they have to sit. Then, yeshvu yesharim mitpanecha. Tanin ami achi, amitpalel tzir sheyisheh sha'achat kodim tefillato, v'sha'achat achar tefillato. So we expect both before and afterwards. And how do we know? Kodem tefillato, shem asher yoshvei veitecha. How do we know? La'achar tefillato, tzidikim yadu lishmecha, yeshvu. So yeshvu means they will sit, yesharim et panecha, those were yosha, to stay in your presence. Tona rabbona, chazirim rishonim ayu sha'achat mitpalalim, sha'achat, and then chazirim v'shohim, sha'achat, total of 3 hours for each tefillah. Oh man, how do you have time for anything else in a day? To be achar shirim, teisha sha'ot b'yom b'tefillah. So how do you have time to even learn? How do you have time to work? Yeah, they're chassidim. Chassidim, Toratam, Mishtameret, Melachtam, Mitvarechet. Anybody who davens that much doesn't have to work all that much. Afilo ha-melech shel b'shlomo, lo yashiven. Om Rav Yosef, when we say lo yashiven, is dafka l'malchi Yisrael, because Melech Yisrael is not going to kill a guy just because he's in the middle of Shemana Esrei. But I mean, if some Roman walks by, Malke Akum Posek, Meitve, Amitpalel Vra Anas Ba Kenegdo, Vra Karan Ba Kenegdo, Loye Mafsik Elam Bekatzer Veole. So if he sees somebody dangerous coming his way, or the train's on the track, you know. don't just stop. Finish your davening quickly. Obviously, if it's possible to finish up without it being an interruption, okay. But, depends how fast the train's coming. So this guy comes along and greets him. So he's, this guy pretends he's not there. So the guy sits there. He says, you are such an ass. Doesn't it say, Raki Shamer Lachashmon Avshchamod, I thought your Torah is supposed to teach you to watch yourself, huh? Nishmartem Odom Avshotech. I tell you shalom. You think that somebody is going to notice if I cut off a Jew's head? I mean, I was tempted, I got to tell you. Kishenatati Lachashalom, Lama lo yechzarte lishalom. Imayiti chotech ravshcha b'sayef. Do you think somebody would have been tovei adamcha? This is no country for all Jews, let me tell you. So, lo mi haya tovei adamcha miyadi. Oh, my leg, cool off, just for a second, okay. Allow me, please, to put things in perspective. Suppose you were standing, you know, in front of Caesar. Your friend comes in and says, "Ah, Joe, how you doing?" I'm like, "No way." Of course I wouldn't answer. Tell me something. Suppose you would have said, you know, "Oh, hello, George, how are you?" turning away from Caesar. What would they do to you? Yeah, they would have cut off my head on the spot. Amar le'nu. So, alo dvarim kavuchomer. Ma'atash ha'yito me'tifei melech basar v'adam. What? Melech basar v'adam, ayom kan, machar bekever. What is he? A little manifestation, a sim. You got to be so worried about. Ani. שהייתי עובד את מלך מלכים מלכים הקדוש ברוך ושהוא חי וקיים להיות נעד עולמי עולמים. And you come along, little boy, and you say hello. I'm supposed to interrupt and say hello. So מיד נתפייס אותו עשר ונפטר אותו חסיד לביתו לשלום. And so the end of the story. They lived happily ever after. אחד הכתיב ידי כך אומר ביד היוצר כדי אתם בידי בית ישראל וכאן אחד הכתיב עשירות את לב האבן מבשרכם ונתתי לכם לב בשר פופ אמרה מיוחד ואת רוחי אתן בקרבכם ועשיתי את אשר בחוקה אתן לאיכו לא אמר רבי אלעזר משה עושה עשיתי את הדברים כלפי מעל השם והתפלל משה אל השם אל השם אלא על השם שכן דבר רבי אליעזר בן יעקב קוראים לאלפין עינין עינין אלפין דבר רבי ינא אמרי מרבי דיזהב מה דיזהב אמרי דבר רבי ינא כך אמר משה לבני הקדוש ברוך ריבונו של עולם בשביל כסף וזהב שהשפעת עליהם לישראל עד שלא די הוא גרם שעשו את העגל אמרי דבר רבי ינא אין הרי נוהים מתוך קופה של תבן אלא מתוך קופה של ברזל אמר רבי שי המשל לאדם שהייתה לו פרה כחושה בעלת איברים מאכילה כשנה הייתה מבייתת בו אמר לה חוצפניאק מי גרם לך שאתה מבעטת בי על הקשינים שאכלתיך? אומר פי ברב, אומר רבי יוחנן, משל אדם אחר היה לו בן, הרחיצו, צחו, אכילו, אישקו, תלה לו כיס על צווארו והשיבו על פתח של זנות and rings the doorbell. מה יעשה אותו הבן שלו יחטא? אומר ואך ברד רבן, אומר פשישת, היינו דאמרי אינשי, מולי קרסי זיני בישי, שרם בכמר איתם ויזבאו, סבו ויערם ליבם, על כן שכחוני. רבי נחמן אמר לך ורם לבבך ושכחת את השם רבי נחמן אמר ואכל וצבא ואת השם ופנה ואורי ביתם אמר וישבן ישרון ואיבת אמר רבי שמעון בן נחמני אמר רבי יונתן מניין שחזר הקדוש ברוך הוא והודה לו למשה שנאמר וכסף רביתי להם וזהב עשו לעגל לבעל וידע אמר השם למשה לך רד מה לך רד אמר רבי אלעזר אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה משה רד מגדולתך כלום נתתי לך גדולה בשביל ישראל עכשיו ישראל חטאו אתה למה לי מיד תשש כוחו של משה ולא היה לו כוח לדבר כיוון שאמר הרף ממני להשמידם אמר משה וופס דבר זה תלוי בי מיד עמד ונתחזק בתפילה בקש רחמים מרשל המלך בשר ודם שכעס על בנו והיה מכה ומכה גדולה היה אוהב יושב לפניו ומתיירא לומר לו דבר אמר המלך let me tell you you lousy no good they can bully אוהבי זה שיושב לפני רק תיכה אמר הוא דבר זה תלוי בי מיד עמד ויציל עוד ואתה ניחה לי ואיכר אפי בהם ואכל להם ועשה אותך לגוי גדול אמר רבי אבו אם עלי מקרא כתוב אי אפשר לומרו מלאמי שתפסו משה לקדוש ברוך הוא כאדם שהוא תופס את חברו בבגדול פרימה בגנצתו אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם אין אני מניח לך שתלבחו ותסלח מהם ועשה אותך לגוי גדול אמר רבי אלעזר אמר ושל בני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם ובא כיסא של שלוש הגויים ולא יכול לעמוד לפניך בשעת כסך כיסא של רגל אחת על הקט כמה וכמה ולא עוד יש לי פשת פנים מאבותיי עכשיו יאמרו הוא פרנס שעמיד להם ביקש גדולה עצמו ולא ביקש להם רחמים ויחל משה את פני השם אמר ולא זה מלמד שעמד משה בתפילה לבני הקדוש ברוך עד שחליו ורוב אמר עד שאפר לו נגרו כי יבר ויחל תבלו יחל דברו ורוב אמר הוא אינו מייחל אבל אחרים מאכלים לו שמול אמר מלמד שמצר עצמו למיטה עליהם שם אבי מים וכן הנה מספרך לשון חלל אמר רב אמר גטר מלמד שהחלה לשון חלות עלי מידת רחמים. רבנו אמר להם שמר משה מהקדוש ברוך הוא, לא שנחון, ריבונו של עולם, חונו לך מהסוף כדבר הזה. והיכל משה את פני השם, תנים רב אליעזר הגדול אומר, מלמד שמעת משה בתפילת דני הקדוש ברוך הוא, עד שאחזתו אכילו, הלא שנב אכילו, this type of illness, מה אכילו? אומר רבי אלעזר, איש של עצמות, מה איש של עצמות? אומר רבי, השתדגר מי. זכור לאברהם ליצחק לציון לבדיך אשר נשבעת להם בך, מי בך? אמר רבי אלעזר, אמר משה לבני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של העולם, ימל נשבעת להם בשמיים וארץ. לא, הייתי אומר, כשם ששמיים וארץ בטלים, כך שבועתך בטלה. עכשיו שנשבעת להם שמך הגדול, בשמך הגדול חי וקיים לעולם ואומר עולמים, כך שבועתך קיימת לעולם ואומר עולמים. ותדבר עליהם הרבה עזרכם ככופי השמיים וכל הארץ הזו, את אשר אמרתי, אשר אמרתי, אשר אמרת ממועלה. אמר רבי אלעזר, you're right. Parse it like this. Av kan divrei tamid, mi kan veel divrei rab. Shmo barak minu omer, na, ilo veel divrei tamid. Kach amar Moshe, v'yakadosh baruch hu, ribono shel olam. You told me, dvarim shamarta li, lechem olam Yisrael b'shem, b'shmi. I did. So lach amarti olam b'shimcha. Amarti. Akshav ma ani omer lehem? מבילתי יכולת השם, what's יכולת? מי יכול השם מבעלה? אומר רבי אלעזר ממשה לבני הקדוש ברוך הוא ריבונו של עולם, עכשיו יאמרו מות העולם, תשש כוחו כנקבה ואינו יכול להציל. אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, what do you mean? They already said, ניסים, גברות, עשיתי להם על הים, they know I'm no weakling. אמר לבן ריבונו של עולם, עדיין יש שם לומר, למלך אחד יכול לעמוד, ל-31 מלאכים אינו יכול לעמוד. אומר רבי יוחנן, מנין שחזר הקדוש ברוך הוא ודל על משה, שנאמר ביומר השם, סלחתי כדבריך, תן לי לדבר רבי שמוע כדבריך, you're right, עתידים ומות עולם, לא מרקין, אשרי תלמיד שרבו מודה לו, ואולם חי אני, אמר רבי יצחק, מלמד שאמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, משה חיתני בדבריך, דורש של שמאלוי, לעולם יסדר אדם שבחו של הקדוש ברוך הוא פרסט, ואחר כך יתפלל, מנין And what is that at Hanan? Hashem lo kimata chelot al arutz avdecha et godocha v'siyotcha chazaka Hashem yel v'shamayim v'aretz asher yasecha ma'asecha u'chigurotecha and only afterwards does it say Evra navere et arutz atova Omar Rabbi Elazar it shows us that gedolah tefillah with more than ma'asim tovim without tefillah sort of rather trivial but that's the way Tosfos learns it שאין לך הגדול במעשים טובים, יהיו טובים אשר רבינו, ואף על פי כן, לא נענה אלא בתפילה. שאומר, תוסף דבר אליי, וסומך לה לראש הפסקה, which is a response to his בקשה לראות את הארץ. אומר רב אלעזר, גדולת תענית יותר מן הצדקה, מה הייתה עם זה בגופה וזה בממונו. ואומר רב אלעזר, גדולת אלא יותר מן הקורבנות, שנאמר, למה לזרוב זבחיכם, וכתיב ובפרסכם כפיכם, על אם עיניים מכם. אמר רבי יוחנן, כל כן שער הגדה נפש לא יסד כפה, שנאמר, ידיכם דמים מלאו. ואמר רבי אלעזר, מיום שחר בית המקדש, ננעלו שערי תפילה. שנאמר, גם כי אזעק והשבע, סתם תפילתי, ואף על פי ששערי תפילה ננעלו, שערי דמעה לא ננעלו. שנאמר, שמעה תפילתי השם, ושבתי האזינה אל דמעה. מתי אל תחרש רוב הלא גזרת הענית ביום הדעיבה שבשנאמר סקות בענן לך מעבור תפילה ואמר רבי אלעזר מיום שחרב בית המקדש נמסקה חומת ברזל בין ישראל אבים שבשמיים שאומר ואתה קח לך מחוות ברזל ונתת אותה קיר ברזל בינך ובין העיר אמר רב חנין אמר רב חנין כל המערך בתפילתו אין תפילתו חזר ריקה מינה לנו משה רבינו שנאמר בית פעל אלה לשם וכתיבת רבישו השם אליי גם בפעם ההיא אין אמר רב חבר אמר ויוכל כל המערך בתפילתו ומעיין בה סוף בא לידי חייב לב שם תוחלת ממושך מחלה לב מה התקנת יעסוק בתורה שמה ועץ חיים תאווה בה אין עץ חיים אל התורה שם עץ חיים אליו חזיקים בה לא קשה עד המעריך ומעיין בה עד המעריך ולא מעיין בה אומר רב חמר ברבי חנים אם ראה אדם שהתפלל ולא נענה יחזור ויתפלל מור שמקווה על השם חזק ויאמץ בך וקווה על השם תנו רבנו ארבעה צריכים חיזוק ואלוהים תורה מעשים טובים תפילה תפילה בדרך ארץ תראה מעשים טובים מנעי שמרק חזק ואמץ מאוד לשמור ולעשות בכל התורה ואתה מציון אז אבני השם והשם שכך עניינים אז אבני שרופה אמרה שלא אמרה כנסת ישראל לבני הקדוש ברוך ריבונו של עולם אדם נושא אישה לאשתו ראשונה זוכר מעשה ראשונה אטליסט אתה עזבתני ושכחתני אמר הקדוש ברוך ביתי 12 מעשרות בראתי ברקיע על כל מזל ומזל בראתי לו 30 חל על כל חל וחל בראתי לו 30 לגיון על כל יון וגיון בראתי לו 30 רעתון על כל רעתון ורעתון בראתי לו 30 קרטון על כל קרטון וקרטון בראתי לו 30 גיסטרה sorry, על כל גסטרה וגסטרה תליתי בו 365 אלפי ריב כוכבים כנגד ימות החמה כולם לא בראתי אלא בשבילך את אומרת עזבתני ושכחתני את תשכח אישה עולה אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא כלום משכח עולות טילים פטרי רחמים שקרבת לפני במדבר אמרה לפניו ריבונו של עולם הועיל ואין שכחה לפני כיסך בדרך שמה לא תשכח לי מעשה העגל אמר לה גם אלה תשכחנה אמר לפניו ריבונו של עולם הועיל ויש שכחה לפני כיסך בדרך שמה תשכח לי מעשה סיני אמר לה never אנוכי לא אשכחך היינו דאמר רבי אלעזר מרבו שהיה מי דכתיב גם אלה תשכחנה זה מעשה הגע אנוכי לא אשכחך זה מעשה סיני חסידים הראשונים היו שואים שאחת מן הנמי ליום רבי יושב בן לוי יום הקרוא אשרי יושבי ביתך אומר רבי יושב בן לוי המתפלל צריך לשאול שאחת אחר תפילתו שנאמר אך צדיקים יודו לשמך ישבו ישרים את פניך תנא מיחי המתפלל צריך שישה שאחת קודם תפילתו ושאחת אחר תפילתו קודם תפילתו מן השמה שישבי ביתך אך תפילתו מן הדכתיב אך צדיקים יודו לשמך ישבו ישרים את פניך תנא רבנו חסידים הראשונים היו שואים שאחת מתפללים שאחת וחוזרים ושואים ננד שאחת וואו, מאחר שאין 9 שעות ביום בתפילה, תורתה נכת משתמרת, מלאכתה נכנסת. לא, מתוך שחסידים הם, תורתה משתמרת ומלאכתה מתפרכת. אפילו המלך שבשלמה לא ישיבנו, אמר רבי יוסף לא שונה לו למלכי ישראל, אבל למלכי עקום, פוסק, מת ומתפלל וראה נס בא כנגדו, וראה קרון בא כנגדו, לא יהיה מפסיק, מקצר ולא. לא קשה, הדעת של הקצר תונו רבנו מעשה בחסיד אחד שהיה מתפלל בדרך בא שר אחד נתן לו שלום לא יזיר לו שלום המתין לו עד שסיים תפילתו ואחר שסיים תפילתו רקע על כתוב בתורתכם רק ישמר לך ושמור נפשך ונשמרתם עוד לנפשתכם נתתי לך שלום למה לא הזרת לי שלום אם הייתי חותך ראשך בסייף מי היה טוב ידמך מידי אמר לי, תן לי, בוא, עד שפייסך בדברים. אמר, אילו היית עומד לפי מלך בשר ודם, בא חברך, נותן לך שלום. היית מחזיר לו? אמר לי, לא. ואם היית מחזיר לו, מה היום עושים לך? אמר לי, חותכים את ראשי בסייף. אמר לי, נו, דבר כף וחומר. ומה אתה שהיית עומד לפי מלך בשר ודם, שהיום כאן, מחר בקבר כך, אני שהייתי עומד לפני הקדוש, מלך בחי המלכים, הקדוש ברוך הוא שהוא חי וקיים לנו אומר למים על אחת כמה וכמה מיד נתפייס אותו השר ונפטר אותו חסיד לביתו לשלום
Today's step is the Flamed base and we're holding some of the city of Khana and the Flamed Olive on the base. I think that we only got up to it. Strange. Two lines down to the middle of the page. Boni amatecha, v'lo tishkachat amatecha, v'natata, repeating this, v'natata li amatecha, zera anashim, Amar Rav Yosef Rebbe Chanina, shalosh amatot alal olama. Amar Khana lefri HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'vono shel olam. There's a remezir ama, there's amut, amatecha, זה די. זה מי זה שלושה ביטקי מיטה בראת באישה. למה זה שלושה דבקי מיטה? There are three things that are gerim for a woman to die. And those three things are nida, kala, So I understand that there's special in Yoni that can be Gerim Yisr, that Beide Kanisha, Nivikeisha, that these check a woman for her tzidkis if she's been Mekayim these things, and if not, she can die. And these are her responsibility. Nida and Chala and Adlakas Aner, and all of this is, really goes back to the Sherish of Nisa and Gan Eden, because the Nida is a direct result of the Klola and Chava. And Chala, Adlakas Aner, also the Gemara says is that Adam Arishon was Chalosei Shalaylon, he was like the after Akash Baruch was Megala and Nisa, so to speak. To the Kedusha that came out of the Gibel of the earth is Adam. He was the Rashis. And look at on there because she was Kava, the Nehalim. So those things can be Gairim death. So Bishlein, okay, not only that, but they check a woman out, see how, what her Dargat Tzidkis is. Klumavarti Alachas Mehem. You find that there's any Chisarin in me and any of these things. Why is it that I should be in a matzav and not have children? So then she says, V'natatali Amatecha Zera Anashim. What do you mean Zera Anashim? Because what? Human children, those monkeys. I mean, what is she saying? Oh, Merav, it means Zera Anashim Gabra Bagubrin, an individual who will be recognized among others. I don't want just a generic kind of kid. I want a real special kid. Whereas Shmuel says the pshat is Zera Shemosheach Shnei Anashim. And a child that will end up creating men. And that was Shmuel, who created two great men. Shmuel went, and because of him, he made Shmuel HaMelech. And he made David HaMelech. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Zera Anashim means Zera, that's the equivalent. Shakul Anashim, meaning the greatest two men. Maninun Moshe V'Aaron. Where do we see that Shmuel was connected to Moshe V'Aaron? Shnemar Moshe V'Aaron B'Chonav. U'Shmuel B'Korei Shemol. Rabbonin Amri. Rabbonin is the exact opposite. Rabbonin say, Zera Anashim means a standard child. I don't want anybody special. A child that will be just like anybody else. Zera Anashim. Fantastic difference in approach over you. So it's right. Zera Shemuvala Bein Anashim. I don't want my child to stand out. Yosir Evdimi Amar Lo Arov Velo Gotz. I don't want it to be too tall and I don't want it to be too short. Lo Katan Velo Ilem Velo Tzachor Velo Gichor Velo Chacham Velo Tipesh. Please, I don't need him to be Alam to be thick. Don't need him to be thin. I don't need him to be overly reddish. I don't need him to be overly whitish. I don't need him to be too smart. And I don't want him to be too stupid. Just a regular kind of kid.
Normal.
My Rebbe used to say all the time, you think that's not what she got? It says, that's exactly what he got, what she got. That Shmuel, who is connected, Moshe V'Aaron, that is what it was most wonderful verita. The Maila of Shmuel was that he was totally normal. Because, in other words, if you have a person that has a particular kashrus, he's crazy in one area, and he makes up for it in this other area. I mean, that basically most human beings are idiot savants, to some extent. They have an area in which they excel, but because of that excelling, they're mad in something else. But it was the balance that created Shmuel. Shlomais is a fascinating thing, if you consider the whole point of Shmuel was that he was the transition to normalcy. Right? The transition between Shoftim, which is a time of utter, complete chaos, and mad people, the leaders were all absolutely out of their minds, and there's nobody normal during that entire period, you know, that we would call normal. So it was a period of checking out. So even the Gedalei Hador and the Shaftim were people that stood out in certain areas, and because of that, were strange. We look at them. We look back at them today, and it's like, you know, they're these mythical madmen. This is a different craziness. Shmuel, on the other hand, that's the whole point. That Shmuel is varnished the transition to a period of settled monarchy and society, and so on. It's the exact opposite of Shaftim. This Gemara speaking of this is her tefillah. She wanted a normal child. Ani ha'isha ha'nitzevet imcha b'zeh. What's that? Imcha b'zeh. That what? You two were standing with me when she comes back. Alright, Yeshua ben Levi v'kansha asur le'shev v'toch arba moshot tefilasis. You would see that. Ein hachinami. He had to stand because she was standing in tefillah. So if he was around, he couldn't sit around in his followers. He also had to be amid the tefillah, as we said before. The Zohar's understanding of this is that there's a special ashros hashkina in that area. That's b'chayav amida. Tosfos learns over here that we're being medayik imcha with the hay at the end. It's a strange spelling of imcha. So therefore, he says that it means that I was with you, meaning that you were careful not to be betoch the arba amas, you were behay amas. So in order to sit, you had to sit imcha in the hay. You couldn't sit in the dalet. El hanar hazeh hitpalalti. So what is it? I mean, what's the nafkamina? What does she have to tell Eli, this is the boy that I davened for? Is it exactly what you davened? You got to go for kid, what's the difference? So apparently there's some kind of discussion that revolves around whether this is the specific answer to Beit Tfilah or whether we could have another answer to Beit Tfilah. This refers to what happened when she brought Shmuel to Eli. Remember that she waited until he was old enough to leave because she wanted to leave him permanently. She didn't go back to Eli until he was weaned. So she comes to Eli. And it says like this. Take a look at Medayik and the Pasuk carefully. It says, Vayishchetu et hapar, Vayovil et hanar el elin. What in the world is the connection between those two stages? Mishum de Vayishchetu et hapar, Vayovil et hanar el elin. What does one have to do with the other? They brought a carbon and they brought the dar. Those are two separate things. El Lepshat was like this. Omala and Eli, when they brought in their carbon to be shafted, so then Eli said to them, Kiru Kohen, Laisivel Ishvar, call a Kohen, let him come and do the Shvita. So Shmuel sees that everybody's looking for a Kohen. Meanwhile, they're waiting, and the Kohen isn't showing up. So he says, I don't understand. Why are we waiting for a Kohen? Anybody could shaft the carbon. You know, you need a Kohen to shaft the carbon. So they brought this little kid who's got a big vase in front of Eli. Oh, marvelous. Eli says to him, how do you know that? So Shmuel says, look, it doesn't say b'shachat ha-kohen. It says v'ikrivo ha-kohanim. Right? So apparently up until the point of Akrava, which is Kabbalah, mi Kabbalah ve'ez mitzvat kuna, but up till Kabbalah, anybody can do it. Mikan shvita shekshera bizar. Therefore, shvita is kosher bizar. And I don't know what's with you guys over here. You got your weird men arguing. This is the way to do it. On my lace, Eli says to the boy, well, that's a very nice pshat. Name is Shapir Ka'amrit. I have to admit that's a good pshat. However, there's a slight problem over here. Since you were mora halacha b'fnei rabcha, we'll have to kill you. Well, I'm mora halacha b'fnei rabcha, I have mita. So, you know, it was my tefillah that got you here in the first place, and we'll take care of that. So Chana says, no, please. Ani Aishani Tzeveti Merchar B'zeh, I was davening and you gave me a bracha, and this is the kid. Oh, my Lord. So he said, what's the big deal? I'll get you another one. Shafkili Be'anshe. You know, we'll get rid of this one. He's too much of a big mouth anyway. Ubina Rachmei Ve'edel Harabamine. We'll get a better kid. What do you need this one for? Omra Leiser, she said to him, no, Lanara Zay Palati. This is the kid that I wanted. You can't take this one. Give me a better one. I don't want a better one.
She's still getting
wet. V'chana yimedaberet aliba. It's a shot aliba. So we had before one element of it. Omer Rebbe Elazar b'Shmuel b'Yosef b'Zimra al iske liba. What she was talking about was her own lave, actually a remes to her breast. So we always call the breast lave because there's any of bina. Right, and Shadayim are connected. Bina, the Gematria. There's a lot of inyonim over there. That's what the Hod Yofia we had earlier. So what was she saying? She's saying Takar Yisrofa like this. Everything in my body was created for a purpose. Einayim lirot, oznayim lishmoa, chutam lariach, peh ledaber, yadayim lasot bem melacha, raglayim lalech behem. And I know everybody else, these breasts were created for milk. Lanik behem. Why do I have breasts? Dadim alolo shenatata alib. Be lama. Lola nikbam. Ten li ben va nikbam. How am I supposed to use the things that you gave me if I can't express them? If somebody keeps a tainus on Shabbos, then even if he had a gezerah that was from the time he was a child, or from the time he was born, whatever it is that should happen to him, if he's able, when everybody else, this is the day everybody else is enjoying themselves, and he keeps a tainus, but if Hanan learns it specifically referring to a tainus chalom, because a tainus chalom is supposed to be done on that day. Now, many of the Rishonim argue, and they bring many rayas from the sugya of tainus chalom, that it's not referring to tainus chalom, it's referring to tainus of tshuva, and that it's not considered to be a pagam in the arayas of Einik Shabbos. There's a lot of questions about this. The Mashmah says the Rambam learns that the Seudais of Shabbos have, because of the Mokhar, we learn them out from the three times it says Hayom, that they have a din of the arayas. The question is how to be mevatel. Some learn to be mevatel them. The pshat is that if a person has more hana in not eating, somebody doesn't feel good in eating stuff. It's really not going to say that it's an onek for him to eat. So Mamela, this person, if it's a chalom, he's terribly worried something horrible is going to happen to him. So he has a greater hanon in satisfying his psychological need for the solace of the chalom than he has for the onek of Shabbos. This becomes his onek of Shabbos. Lamaisa, he could have been misguided on himself and ignored it, you know, and still been the noyeg, the tainog of Shabbos to pshutai, therefore he needs a kapora, as we'll see. That's one approach. Others learn that to be the only isser, the araisa, would be to be mavato oneg the entire Shabbos. So since over here he's going to keep the tainis only during the day, it's all about the tainis alone. Generally, the tainis yochid is only during the day. So maybe his yod say that the araisa of any Shabbos by some oneg at night. It doesn't have to be necessarily during the day. Others learn because of the chiyav of tainog, you really cannot keep a tainis the entire day. The chiyav at one point or another, biyom as well, to be makayim and oneg. This would be a tainis of shots. In any event, such a tainus is tremendously powerful, even though it has elements in it that are bad. Because afa piking, even though it has such power, because ribin ifroim in a din on a Shabbos, he doesn't get away with anything. You know, I mean, he may be mabatal the gzeir of shivim shana, but now he's going to be punished for being mabatal on a Shabbos. Amazing concept, no? So what's he supposed to do? Maita kante, or menachmi yitzchak, leisef tanisa, tanisa. He should fast, on that he fasted.
What's the question?
The pashtis, it's only Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra over here. Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra was the man, the Omer, who played the Omer, of Chana Alis Keliba. Omer of Elozer. Chana hitikha dvarim klapi mala. Chana spoke very strongly klapi mala, as if she threw things at God. Because it says, vatit palel al Hashem. Al Hashem means, it's like against him. It was a battle going on. We find the same thing about Eliyahu HaNavi. He also spoke very strongly. Where do we see this? It's very, very tough things to take that. It's all your fault. You turned their heart backwards. And they all would have done true, but it wouldn't have been for you. So Rashi learns that this means stam, that has b'kayah to help a person, maybe not to give him such a strong yetzer hara. So I blame you for this whole human condition. It's horrific. It's your fault. The Rambam, Kibarke, learns that this is a technical definition in terms of a veshuva. Atasi bosa liba macharani, the Rambam learns, means that you were meneh shuva from them. I know they want to do shuva. I know they're trying to do shuva. They compared the same hanoga to paro. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was meneh paro from doing shuva. He was meneh kol Yisro from doing shuva. Because, as he explains there are certain things where the din is nice, that a person should not have to do shuva. Minayin shechazar HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hodalo l'Eliyahu. Where do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in later Nevi'ahs, to other Nevi'im, admitted that Eliyahu was right? They're thief, because it says beferish Asher Harioti, Micha says, that he says, I made the bad for them. So notice that's the pshat, that I'll try to make it up. Osfat Soleyab. All these poor, wounded, and maimed people through the milchamot of life for this world. Asher Harioti, I did it. I did it. The Rashi learns again, I did it through making Yitzhar. The Rambam is learning, I made it, that there are times when I have to prevent people from doing Shuvah. Om Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, the truth is, we find three places in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes responsibility for the awful mess that the world is in. And because of that, at least we have some leg to stand on. But if it wouldn't be for the following three psukim, we wouldn't have a leg to stand on. In Moturak Leyan, Shosonei Yisrael, against the euphemism. So the enemies of Yisrael, meaning Klal Yisrael, their legs would collapse. If we would say in English, we'd have a leg to stand on. One pasuk I'm referring to is the one we just quoted. Asher Harioti, where God admits, and he takes responsibility. I messed this all up. But Chad Yiftiv, the other pasuk, is the one that we love to talk about on Yom Kippur. In other words, I'm saying that I can form you into the way that I want to form you. So if you don't come out good, it means that I'm taking responsibility. And then the third one is, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can determine at one point to take out the lave that we have that's unresponsive and replace it with a lave that's responsive, he could have done that earlier also. So he's accepting the responsibility for this. Rav Papa says, but we see another pasuk that says that even more clearly. I will put my ruach in you and see to it that you will follow my chukim. You can't get stronger than that. Forget about the lathe. I'll see to it what you'll do. So clearly that's the ultimate responsibility. We find Moshe Rabbeinu was also mitiach dvarim klapi mala. Shenema v'yitpalel Moshe el Hashem, al tikrei el Hashem el al Hashem. Shekein devei Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov kohen alfin, ayinin ulayinin alfin. So we find that there are those who reverse their kriya, in which case it's saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was fighting God the way they pronounce it. Devei Rav Yana yamre miyocha. The way that we see it is in the actual words, in which Moshe Rabbeinu refers to the Maisa Egel in the beginning of Dvarim, V'dizahav, the opening pasuk of Dvarim. What's V'dizahav? There's no place called Dizahav where he claims to be talking to them in a place called Dizahav. Eli was being Merabi's on a Maisa Egel. Ami Devei Rav Yana. You don't think that you gave them enough silver and gold to be responsible for the screw up that they had? I mean, it's because of you. It's your kesef v'zav shishpatel on Yisrael. Avsham Rut died. These days of having people don't know how to handle things. When they don't know how to handle things, basically in so many ways, it's like a child who isn't getting disciplined or a child is being spoiled. In many ways, makes it clear that it's enough.
So he rebels because of the good that you're giving him. Stan, it's enough. So, I mean, you were the one who was don't trust with Egel. As Rabbi Yonai puts it, when you try feeding a lion straw and see how much roaring you're going to get, he's going to go back to bed. He's so lethargic. He's going to have something solid. And you give him all of this and now they're roaring. A guy has this, you know, nice docile cow, and all of a sudden he starts feeding it this very expensive feed, and he feeds the cow karshinin. All of a sudden she starts getting very uppity, and she starts kicking at him. So he says to his cow, you know, all of a sudden you start kicking me after all these years. I'm too good to you. Give you too much good food. It's the same thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is like a father. He has this son. So he figures, no, we got to treat him really nice. So he gets him all washed up. Nisacho buys him the best perfume. Be'achilo feeds him. Ashkeo gets him a little drunk. Tololo kisa tzavor puts a bunch of money around his neck. Yoshivu ha'petach shazonos. And then he brings him to a whorehouse, sets him down in front, brings the door and walks away. What do you expect from the poor kid? So this is what a Kachorka does, takes Claudius from. Puts him in an impossible situation, rings the door, walks away and watches. Then comes back and has a taina. What people say, it's a very cute saying, but you can only really catch the cuteness in the original, which is Mali Krise Zane Bishi. Mali Krise Zane Bishi. The pashtus means that you fill up a belly, and that, Rashi, we're using Zani, but clearly we're doing plays on words over here. So Zani means type in Aramaic. The word min, type, is Zan in Aramaic. Right? So Zani Bishi means Bish is bad. So Zani Bishi means many types of sin. That's the cold explanation. Obviously, the remuzim over here is that in both languages, we're talking about sex. Zani is nus, and mine in Hebrew is min. Right? So Zani Bishi is also remiss to Busha. Zani Bishi is not many, many sins, but besides that also Mubui, which is exactly what the Marshal just was for the Beis HaZoynes. He's saying that's the pshat of Haimed Amri Inchi as a play on words. Shenemar Kimar Isdam. And there they were grazing, and in the grazing, Vayizbau, that's where it is that they got filled, and then continues the pasuk, Vayorim Libam, Akein Shechechuni. It's then that their hearts were uplifted to be arrogant, and that's how they forgot HaKadosh. Unakun Amar Ma'ach. That was the first pasuk in the Chumash. Varam Levavcha, Vishachachtis Hashem Elokech. So if Varam Levavcha, there has to be something that's Vayorim, the Arama Salev, Rabbanan Amar Miyocha, Vyachal, Vesava, Vitashen, Ufana. Exactly. You eat, and you get full, and you feel like the world's coming to you, and then you turn to Elohim Achim. The fatter you get, the more you kick. Where do we see that HaKadosh Baruch himself was Moda? That Moshe was right, that it was the way that he was Marba Teva to Yisrael that was going to Maisa Hegel. And it says, the kiss of your Beit Yilehem, the Zahav, Asulei Hegel. There you see, he says himself, the Zahav, Asulei Hegel, from that which I gave them. So it took all the way to the time of Hoshea for HaKadosh Baruch to finally fess up that Moshe Rabbeinu was right, and that he was at fault for being so native to Yisrael. Why did he say my life raid? I have no need for you to be anymore on your high madrega. What do I need you to be now here? No individual gets such a schus to be. I made to be fair, Mokram, and to be on high Sinai. So get out of here. That pulled the rug out from under Moshe, and he felt that he couldn't even daven. Kivan Shamaz, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, he saw that he didn't have to cast the daven, of course, also he was dependent on Moshe. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, now let me go and I'll wipe them out. Let me go, I wasn't doing anything. Let me go. Oh my Moshe, apparently, Dov is at Talui B. In other words, it's all up to me. Miyad Amad when it chazak the tefillah. He immediately became strong to be Bikesh Rachami. Mashallah Melech Shekaasa Albino. You can imagine a scene in a royal household where the king gets angry at his son, and he was like beating him up. The friend of this of the king's son was there. He was scared to say anything. The next thing you know, go after me. What am I going to say? So in Mityarev Malo Davar, Amar Melech. So then the king says, if I wouldn't have my friend over here, so harakticha, I'd kill you. Oh. So then the friend realizes, no, it's up to me. He's saying, if it wasn't, oh, okay, so miyadam advitzilo. So he said, listen, your majesty, perhaps we should leave the prince alone. So to Moshe Rabbeinu was korach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this was the harakticha. Let me, and I will destroy them. What's it shot? Let me go. Hanichal means let me go. It's like Kadosh Baruch is saying, okay, okay. So Malamit Shetafas Moshe La Kadosh Baruch Hu Ketam Shetavitzcha Vero Bebigdo. It was like Moshe Rabbeinu grabbed that Kadosh Baruch Hu by the shirt and said, I'm not letting you go. It's like Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, 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 let me go. Hanichal. Vomal Fanav, he told him, Ribbono Shalom, Ein Ani Manichacha, I'm not letting you go. Ashetim Chovet Islach Lev. That makes sense. If you have a chair that can't stand on three legs, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, so how's it going to be aimed on one leg? So I'll regular chat, I'll lack a scavenge of camel. Not only that, the Lord, the Shesh Bibosh is putting me out of time. What am I going to do? Achshav Yamru, Ruf Parnas, Shabit Alayim. Look at this so-called leader. Bikesh Gidulal Atzmo, he liked the idea of being the big man, and he wasn't a Vakish Rachman, so he could start all over again. Vaychal Moshe b'nei Hashem Omer b'lozer, and Malami Shaman Boshe b'tfilah l'fei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad she'echalev. It means that it was still the point at which it was overwhelming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu already. Rav Amar Acha Ferlo Nidro. A Moshe was made for the netter like a chacham to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sworn that he's not going to forgive them. So it says, Vaychal Moshe. Vaychal means to be made, to be matir netter. It says, lo yachel dvaro. We learn it, aval acherim lo chalim lo. The pshat over here is vaychal until he was ready to destroy himself, as it says. To cause, to bring into effect. The Omer Rabbon and Amrim, the Rabbon says it's another remez. It's a remez to what Moshe was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vaychal Moshe is that he was Kiilu Kavayochel, he was turning HaKadosh Baruch Hu into Chulin. And he was telling him, Ribbono Shel Olam, Chulinu Lecham, Yasod Kadavar Hazeh. It's Poshet HaKilol, that you should do such a thing. This is not Kodesh. Another pshat is, Vaychal Moshe is Pnei Hashem, Tani Rebbe Eliezer, Agor Olamer, Malamed, Sha'amad Moshe B'tfilah, V'yak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Acha Achazato Achilu. And he was davening to the point until he was affected personally by achilu. What is achilu? My achilu. Omer Rabbi Elazar, Eish Shalat Samot. What is Eish Shalat Samot? Well, we say it in Aramaic, Ash to the Garmi. Ash to the Garmi was an illness in which a person was affected. He felt a pain throughout his body. Zuchor le'Avraham li'tzchok li'Yakov avdecha asher nishbata v'em bach. What's that bach? My Bach, Omer Belezer, says Moshe of Nakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam. Yom Alei Nishbata Lam B'Shamayim Baretz. Suppose, instead of saying, Bi Nishbati Nu Hashem, instead of Bi Nishbati, you would have said, Hareini Meirim Yadai L'Shamayim Baretz. Okay? You could have said that, Yishem Sh'Shamayim Baretz B'Teilin Kach Shvuat Cha B'Teilah. Look, Shamayim Baretz aren't meant to last forever. So you could tell that the Shvuat that you made to give Eretz Yisrael to the Yobai, it's a temporary thing, just like the universe is temporary. But you didn't make a shvua for Shemayim Baretz. Hashav shel Nishbata Mishimcha Agadol. You said Bi Nishbat. So Mashimcha Agadol Chay VeKayam LaOlam LaOlmei Olamim. Kach Shvuatcha Kayemet LaOlam LaOlmei Olamim. You can't turn around now and be Mavato the shvua d'Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. And what you said to them was, V'tadaber Aleihem Arbe Zarachem K'Kofei Hashamayim V'Kol Haaretz Hazot Asher Amarti. Wait, what's this Asher Amarti? I thought we're quoting you. V'tadaber Aleihem, you said to them, Arbe Zarachem K'Kofei Hashamayim. So then what you said is, Kol Haaretz Hazot Asher Amarta. The land that you said, not that I said. I Asher Amarti, Asher Amarta, mi boile. Om Rebbe Lozer, no, Ad Kan Divrei Talmid, Bin Kan Ve'elech Divrei Arav. And Enochinami. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned around and started to say, okay, you're right. What I said, Asher Amarti, Tena, I'm going to do it. That's one shot. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Omer? No. Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Talmid. We don't see any indication here that there's an end to the words of Moshe now, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins to speak. Moshe is continuing to say, says, look, you told me, Dorim Sh'amarta Li Lechem Or Lamizah, do you remember that I didn't want to go to Bnei Yisrael? You told me to go to Bnei Yisrael. And you gave them a whole drasha about how they, Royal Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Bekel Shakai, and so on and so forth. Did you give me that whole drasha? So I would have told it to them. I didn't even want to talk to them, but you insisted. So now that you insisted, and I said it, and how are you going to turn around on it? So what am I going to tell them now? So therefore, Dvorim Sh'amarta Li Lechem Or Lamizah Yisrael Bishmi. Halakhti V'amarti Lam. So I did. Now you're going to turn around and you're going to say that I'm a liar. Well, what is it I'm supposed to say now? Achshav Mani Omer Lehem. I was following your instructions. Cholet Hashem. But what do you mean? Bilti Yecholet Hashem. Bilti Yecholet Hashem, it should say, no? And they will say, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do it. You can't manage to get Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So you decided to wipe them out with a good excuse. That's how it's going to be interpreted by everybody. Why did you say Yecholet? Omer Rabbi Elazar, Amar Moshe Lev, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam. Achshav Yamnu Umot HaOlam. Tashash Kuchok in the Kevar. They're going to say, God, this, you know, he's a weakling. You know, he's a, maybe he managed. He can't manage anymore. Any Yecholatzil. Oh, my HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you really think so? That's not so good. But Alok Varo, when he seemed to be Rocha, Siti Lem Alayam, I mean, I thought I put on such a good show that would do it. Amalof and Avri, but Arshel Alam, I mean, come on, that's never going to do it. Adayin Yeshlam no Malo, Melech Echad Yechol Lamod, L'Sholshim Echad Melechim Eno Yechol Lamod, he's just run out of stamina. I mean, he took care of Paro and Mitzrayim, now we're going to bring him into Eretz Yisrael, now they're going to interpret a sudden turnabout, that because you realize you couldn't make it against so much opposition. That's what they're going to say. You don't want them to say that. Omer Rav Yochanan, Minayitze Chazar, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mo'odah L'Moshe. Where again do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed that Moshe was actually right? It says, Vayomer Hashem, Tzalachti Kidvarecha. It's only Kidvarecha, Tanei Rav Yisrael. In other words, you're right. Kidvarecha, Tidim HaMat Olam Lomarkin. You know, I gotta admit it. That's what they're going to say. I guess I have no choice. I'll have to be Moshe them. I wouldn't like to be Moshe them. So Asher Kalmit Sherabo Modelo. Continues on to say, Ulam Chai Ani. So it's a Chai Ani via Malay, Chod Hashem. Omer Rav, Omer Rav Yitzhak, Malam Shem, Malak, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Maisha, Maisha. You know, Ech Yisani Bidvarecha. You push it, you really saved me with this by pointing all of this out. And I could have made a mess of things over here. All the Goyim would have been saying exactly what you said. Because of you, we'll handle it differently.
The public relations is a
different game. You know, you're not going to work with needs a manager. Public relations. In other words, as far as the Shem Hashem is concerned, it has to be the unhugged that asserts reality. The reality is they should be wiped out. I'm going to go wipe them out. Somebody's got to take responsibility for the impact of that on public relations. Because the mice of the world is a big public relations show, ultimately. I mean, it has to be some unhugged of MS, but the Shem Hashem requires public relations.
Why did the
Chana trigger
creating a new name?
Can't do that every day. Lo'olam yastader adam shvachot shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'achar kach yitpaleh. A person should first say the shevach of Hashem before he asks for his straka. Where do we see this in Moshe? Bishleim and the Seder HaTfila, we learned that out from El Arinav El HaTfila, correct? In other words, in terms of how to be Masada, the Tzorchei HaElam, we know that. But that's a Kvias of how it is that a person approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person, very often, and this is certainly La Halacha, even according to those who say you can't be Mispalo as many times as you want, but there has to be a trigger even for a Tfila and the other. But everybody's made it that a person should always be Mispalo. There's something that he needs for a short Tfila. But even 1,000 times during the day. Right. You're about to go into a meeting, you're about to cross the street, whatever it is. So everything should be with a getter of tefillah. Is there an Indian in a personal tefillah like that to have a Seder HaTefillah, or can you be simply say your tzrochich? The Gemara, the correct way is first to be Mesada Shvachar, just like it says by Moshe. Because what did Moshe say? He explained what his tefillah was. V'etchanan el Hashem v'et ha'ilimor. What did Hashem elokim? Ata ha'chelot el ha'arot et avdecha et kodokha v'et yashka ha'chazaka Hashem yel v'ashamayim v'oret asher yasek ha'asech u'rotecha. And then he says Evrah na v'eret et oret z'alam. Instead of starting with Avakish Evrah, it's part of an overall relationship to the godless, to the teva of the Shechidu. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Yidolat v'la yoter mima'asim tovim. In terms of Ma'asim Tovim, the person that we know that was completely consistent in Ma'asim Tovim is Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, he is the paradigm. As a matter of fact, as Rambam puts in Nuchas Tshuva, that everyone can be Tzadik K'Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzadik K'Moshe Rabbeinu means consistent in his Ma'asim Tovim. The whole point of the model that Moshe Rabbeinu provides is the pashtus of which the Ratzon Hashem is reality to him. But nonetheless, we don't say that because he had all these Ma'asim Tovim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be in him and say, okay, I know what you need, I'll take care of it. There's no such thing as I know what you need. Tvila is required in order to change things. It's not just going through the motions. So he's Afa Pika lo nanala b'tvila. Shema al tosef taber alai. V'samechli alei rosh ha-pizga. That we see that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejects the coming into Eretz Yisrael. But Lamaisa gives it to part of the tefillah. That you want to see Eretz Yisrael? Okay, alei rosh ha-pizga. I'll show it to you from afar. I can't show it to come in. But that wasn't the original plan. So alei rosh ha-pizga is clearly responsive to his it's also clear that, I mean, we think that a korban is really the ikar way to be mashpia in terms of Aveda. Did I skip something? I did, I'm sorry. In terms of kapara, the tainis is followed more than giving tzedakah is, because your body is involved in the ta'anit, whereas you can give tzedakah as something that is superficial and external by giving your money. Furthermore, said Rebbe Lazar, Gidolot Tfilo Yoter Min HaKorbanot, Shemar Lomali Rov Zivchechem. First, the Navi says, why do I need all these korbanos? I'm sick and tired of your korbanos. Zavati Olot Elim, and so on. What do I need them for? So that's in the beginning of Yeshayo. So he has to continue to say, Achidish, that before Yishchem Kapichem Ha'alim Einayimikem. I mean, obviously, I'm not even interested in your korbanos. I'm certainly not going to listen to your tfilas. You see, it's on the contrary. Okay, the korbanos, I'm sick and tired. I'm thinking, okay, but maybe I'll still listen to your tfilas, because that's better than korbanos. Therefore, comes along along at the end of this story, before he's come to come out in an Amika. I will not listen to your tefillah. Gam tarbu tefillah in any shomia. So there, we see clearly that it's an aliyah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was even going to ignore tefillah. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, kol kohen sha'arak eto nefesh, lo yisaf kapav. The kohen that has murdered someone, for any reason, cannot be nosa yodov to be mevorach Yisrael, because it says, the reason eineni shomea is because yidechem tamim maleu. Your hands are covered with blood, and therefore I won't, the porishem kapechem is a remez to nesiyat kapayim of a kohen. Omar Rabbi Lazar, miyom shecharav Beit HaMikdash, the truth is from the day that the Beit HaMikdash had been shut down, ninalu sha'arei tefillah. So too were the doors of tefillah shut. My tefillah has been shut and closed down from the time, and this is of course an Eicha, so from the time of Eicha, there's no more tefillah. Normal tefillah, the doors are shut, but for tears, there's always a place to get in. So in other words, do not ignore my dima'a, is a raya that can penetrate even the closed doors of tefillah. Rava lo gaza tanit of yom ha'iva. Actually, Rava would not make a tiny sibur if it was a cloudy day or a hazy day. Mishum shenemar sachota ba'anan me'avor tefillah. Because we find that the lashon in Eicha about closing off tefillah is to use the moshul of an anan that shuts off the shamayim. The same way we saw earlier that a person needs windows in order to be mispalo. Clouds that cover the rakia take away the ability of a person to actually go beyond himself. And on a cloudy day, you feel sealed in. You're not able to escape, and tefillah needs to escape. So it wouldn't be good to attend to such a thing. Yomar Rabbi Elazar, miyom shecharav Beit HaMikdash, nifseka chomat barzel ben Yisrael aviv shepashamayim, Winston Churchill lives tomorrow. An iron curtain has come down between Yisrael and between HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yechezkel HaNavi to use the marshal of an iron curtain. This kaklacha machvat barzel, very strange devias. Take a griddle, a metal griddle, and atato takir barzel bechoven, and make it a marshal of a wall of iron between you and the city, as a remez that this is what's going to happen to the Shechina, between the Shechina and Yisrael. With all of these constraints on tefillah, somebody continues and he's ma'arich in his tefillah, in the end his tefillah doesn't come back empty-handed. Because we see, that even there, where it seemed to be lost, but he said, I was there for 40 days, or 40 nights, so gam b'pama hi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is that true? Doesn't Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan say kol ha'marach b'tefillato ma'ayin basov b'avi dekev leiv? A guy who davens for a long time and he thinks about his tefillah in the end is going to have nothing but heartache. Shenamar tochelet m'mushacha machala leiv. Tochelet is also lashon of tefillah, and the lashon of is all before by chal. So tochelet has a double meaning. Hope. You're still looking forward to getting something. You keep looking forward. Machala leiv. All you're going to have is heartache. Maita kante yasek b'tera. What should you do? You should learn. Shemar ve'etz chayim ta'ava ba'a. Etz chayim means tera, because we know it's etz chayim nachazikim ba. So the difference between machala leiv, when a person doesn't get his desire, he only has the tochala, he doesn't have the ta'ava ba'a. From learning tera, he can have ta'ava ba'a. From tochala memushacha, all he can have is kev leiv. So here it's saying that if a person davens for something, then all he's doing is guaranteeing himself that he won't get it, and it'll be miserable. So I understand. I thought you said that ain't tefilato chazer breikam. Lo kasha. What's the kasha? You're not careful what you're reading. How the marik u'ma'ayenba? It says, kol ha'marik b'tzilato u'ma'ayenba. It's called ma'ayenba. The guy is thinking, he's got it all worked out. You know, these guys that have, you know, say this capital 40 times, and then, you know, and then say it backwards 3 times, and then get 50 different people to say the 40 different, the whole thing, and if it's 40 days in a row, and then we'll work it all out, that way it's for sure going to work. That's when it can't work. But you can't work out tefillah. So the guy's giving ma'ayenba. So he thinks, now we did it. We definitely crossed all our T's, dotted all our I's. This one's got to work. Those are the tefillahs that are guaranteed not to work. So there, okay, but we were talking about a ma'arik, well, oh, ma'ayenba. He doesn't have, chas v'shalom view tefillah as a tool where he's going to press the right buttons and say the right things and make the right combination of letters and kavanas and so on and so forth. He's just pouring his heart out to God. So there, because Baruch Hu always answers him. But Eun tefillah is completely destructive. So this is asked, I thought, wasn't Eun tefillah a good thing? It's a lot of mochel perotayim, all of us. And says, well, then is Eun tefillah? And over here it's making fun of Eun tefillah. He brings a lot of the things that make it clear that Eun tefillah is horrible. In the Gemara Brachas, it's maskir nabay noisem shel adam. And a person is in nitzah b'chol yom. One is not, hirui aveiran Eun tefillah. I thought it's good. Right? So it does explain it, obviously. There's an Eun tefillah that's bad. That's good. The Yom Tefillah that's bad is where somebody is making an effort to get his needs. He figures, okay, now I did it, I'll get some. I mean, God could never turn back this seal on me. You couldn't get a better one than this, you know. That's bad. And he and Tefillah, that's good. It's the person who is careful, he's mechaving, and he's not just blabbering, and he's speaking with his whole heart. That's a different level of Yom Tefillah. And that, of course, is good. But it's interesting that the way this is learning, so the Yom Tefillah, that a person isn't nitzo, and it's mamish, something that people have such a deep psychological tendency to fall into. Astonishing. The same darg of Yerhuri Abera, I mean, which is the most, you know, the person to be, I mean, had most asura, is a mitzvah tzmidis, because it's constant presence, constant there, that a person is made out of biological drives, and he has to be aimed on them. But Ian Tefillah, you think, no, okay. Once in a while, you can come to that. There is a human tendency to magical thinking. Ian Tefillah is just magical thinking about it. It's a psychological need. It's not a din tefillah, the way that he's being asked. So people look to the big man in the sky to take care of them. So that's part of human psychology. It's part of, as the Rambam says, part of being a mammal. There's a, you're built in with a psychological dependency on a mother's milk, and because of that, you're always looking for somebody to take care of you. So Ian Tefillah is, you're going to be taken care of. That a person never needs so from, because it's part of being an animal. Omer Rav Chama Bar Chanina. Imra a adam shvitpalel velo na'ana. A guy sees, he keeps praying for something, he doesn't get it. Should he give up? Yachzor v'yitpalel, go back and daven again. Just keep davening. Shenemar kaveh al Hashem chazak v'ameitz libecho, v'kaveh al Hashem again. So you should, certainly each time it gets harder and harder, because you have the sense of, you know, I guess God is telling me no, you know. Which I'm going to keep asking. You keep asking. On the contrary, that's what you might think. On the contrary, the Aveda, which is by the Obis, the Gemara points on, Dafka the Obis should be the ones who should have so much problems in reproduction. And any schnook that doesn't even think about it and manages to impregnate his girlfriend when he doesn't want to, does that make sense? I know the pshat is that the more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires Tefillah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually waiting for Tefillah and Shal Tzadikim, so the more that a person's Tefillah is desired by Hashem, the more the specification of what happens to them, the specificity, is meant to be there through tefillah. Tana Rabbana, arba'a tzrichim chizuk ve'eluhim, Torah, ma'asim tovim, tefillah, v'derech eret. There's four things that a person needs to constantly fight for to make sure that he doesn't become lethargic and just not achieve anything. Torah, ma'asim tovim, tefillah, and fascinatingly, derech eret, which as Rashi explains is, whatever business you're in. There's no such thing as being lethargic about what your business is. I don't care what that business is. Where do we see this? Torah, ma'asim tovim, minayin shema, rak chazak v'ametz ma'od, lishmor v'lasot, b'kol ha'Torah. So lishmor v'lasot, with two things, chazak v'Torah, v'ametz, is b'ma'asim tovim, and therefore we see those two things require chizuk. Tvila minayin shema, kaveh al Hashem, chazak v'ametz libecha. V'kaveh al Hashem, so you see you need additional chizuk. Keep trying. And the earth v'nayin shenema chazak v'nit chazak v'yad aminu v'adore elokeinu. So over here, clearly, we're being mevakesh chizuk for war. Okay, Rashi says, okay, a war? What's the difference between what your war is? Your war could be war against your enemies. Your war could be war against the competition. Your war could be war against the, you know, the building, the dirt that you're trying to dig into to put your building up, whatever it is. Life is war, and it needs chizuk. And that's mamash derech eretz. That's the way to read the pasuk. Right? But I mean, that's the deepest indication of what Chazal always mean with derech eretz. You know, people have all kinds of weird shots and tirim derech eretz. What's the derech eretz? Speaking nice. Derech eretz includes everything. It means living. All of the elements in living. The ways of the earth. Those are the things that get, okay, that's just for the earth. But we don't live on the earth. We live, you know, in our own special human place that doesn't require a derech eretz. I mean, this is just a waste of time when I got to sit and do this job. I'm sitting over here collecting my paycheck and yawning. There's no such thing. And the same thing is true, obviously. I don't feel I understand, but even derech eretz. Continues the Gemara. What's the difference between Azavani and Shechani? Isn't Azavani the same thing as Shechani? You left me. You forgot me. I know Azavani and Shechani. No, it's two different stages. You know, sometimes a guy can marry another woman. He's not going to forget his first wife, is he? I mean, he's still Zoker Masa Rishona. Whereas you left me. You forgot all about me. It's like I don't even exist anymore. What a silly thing to say. Mazalot Barati Baragim. Take a look at the universe. You see this 12 constellation. Every one of those 12 constellations has 30 armies of stars attached to it. And every army has 30 different legions attached to that. Each one of these things is a different remis to various levels of control in the Romans who use the same lotion. Alkol rahaton barati lo shlosha karaton. Alkol karaton mekaraton barati shloshim gistra. Alkol gistra v'gistra. Talisi bo shalosh meyot v'shishim v'chamisha alfei ribo kofami. Every single one of those gistras has in it 365 million kofamim. And what do you think all this is for? I don't think it's for you. What a joke. I forgot you. I left you. It's nonsense. What a woman forgets the child that she nurses. I'm going to forget the Olot. All of the work that you did for me means nothing. So Claudius gets a little nervous about that. If you got such a good memory. So, Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll never get out of the bad things that I did. No, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those kind of things I forget. If you forget, maybe you'll forget that I said Naaseh v'Nishma. That was Mekayem Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So Shema Tishkach Li Maaseh Sinai. Eile Elohecha Yisrael. That I'll forget. But Anochi Lo Eshkacher. The words Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that I'll never forget. Which was done with Eile Elohecha. Anochi Lo Eshkacher refers to Maaseh Sinai of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Chazidim HaRishonim Hayu Shoein Sha'ah Achat. How do we know that there's an Indian of Shehiyah before Tefillah? First, it's Asher Yoshvei Veitecha. Then it's Odi Alamu Chasela. So the Tosfos says, because of this, we were mitakein to say Asher Yoshvei Veitecha, even though that's not from the Tehillah that was said, which is Tehillah David, which we said before, Tehillah David we want to say because of the Olive Base and the Poteach et Yadecha. What does Asher Yoshvei Veitecha have to do with it? It's a different Tehillah. We say Asher Yoshvei Veitecha because we want to use the meditation element of Tehillah David as the Hakona Letzvilah. That's where we always put it before Tefillah. That's similar to what you said before the Yerushalmi that brings the Indian of Kriyat Shema before Tefillah. Why are we on it even if it's before Zman Kriyat Shema? Why do you say Tefillah? Why do you say Kriyat Shema Ba'arvis if you're not Yotzei Kriyat Shema? Again, Shkidei Sheyamod. The Tefillah mitoch Divrei Torah Divrei Shema. It needs to be part of this preparation. So Ashrei says Tosfos is part of this to make it clear that there's an Indian of Yeshiva. And the Mice, even though the Chassidim are showing you the Etzem, the Yeshiva was literally an hour. We'll see in the Gemara later that it means literally an hour. We use this. We said earlier, as some time. The Shah needs some time. Because we take their literal Shah and we make it La Halacha, a yeshiva, but it's only a yeshiva of Amir's Ashrei. There's at least a little bit of Hachana for Tefillah. So there we have a Raya that you're supposed to, Bedafka, like the Chassidim HaRishonim, you're supposed to wait before Tefillah. The Omer of Yeshua Ben Levi, not only before the Tefillah, but you need a Shah La'achar Tefillah. Different Shafim. Why we Achar Tefillah? Vash doesn't mean many learn Achar Tefillah in the same way that you need Hachana to go up, you need Hachana to come down. You're going to be able to get back into the world just like that. You might get a heart attack. It's a frightening thing. It's a very cute chapter by Rabbi Solomon. It's clearly a biographical chapter, which I'm sure many people can relate to. You need an hour after the davening to reconstruct all the things you weren't allowed to think about, but which happened to your head during davening. So you have all these different meaning and different. The best time for Kiddushin is the middle of davening. That's for sure. So you need to push them out of your mind and concentrating on davening. So then you need an hour to reconstruct them, write them down, work them out, and so on. Where do we see that you need time? Achra Tvila? Shinema Ach Tadikim Yodulishimcha Yeshvu Yeshorim et Panecha. What does it mean, Yeshvu? That was that in order to be Reya Panecha, Yeshorim, are Yeshvi. Tanya Amihachi. And the Brisa brings these two psukim. I'd be Talil. Sorek Shiyeshe Shaakat Kodin Tvilato. Vishaakat Achar Tvilato. Here it really meaning, not literally an hour, but sometime. Because the Pasuk doesn't tell us the time. Shema Ashra Yoshvei Veitecha. That's Kodin Tvilato. And Vyakat Tvilato Minayim Difti. Ach Tadikim Yodulishimcha. Yeshvu Yesharim et Panecha. So there's an Indian of Yeshiva Le'achra HaTfila as well. Which means that davening took 3 hours every single time. My God, 3 hours every tefillah takes 9 hours out of your day. How are you going to have time to do anything else? So Torah Tana, how are you going to be able to make any money? It's not that the Chassidim HaRishonim were on a darga to take the hour. You need to be a Chassid in order to be able to have the time to take the hour. So because you're a Chassidim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be showing you your Torah and your Melacha.
Even they did some work in
Malachim. Absolutely. I mean, it's some are Medayik Velashim, Mishtamera. It doesn't ask how it's done. How do they keep it? That's the job. In other words, they were already cleaning Torah, and they already set up a business. But how do you even keep it? I mean, you need chazorah for your Torah. You need hashgacha, keep the books for your business. I mean, even the Mishtameret was the question. The Gemara didn't ask a question, how do they make the month? How do they sherman the month? That's how they have time to learn. They already learned. Now the problem is, how can you chazor so much in such a little bit of time? Which, as we know, here in the morning is definitely a major problem. Maybe the solution is to become chassidim? Which actually brings us to our chazorah. What time is it, Shabbat?